Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on February 22nd, 2021, and is entitled Meet Thorn. Only in the title, the word thorn does not appear. An old English character, the thorn letter that used to be part of English, appears instead. Months into the cold, wet Pacific Northwest dark season, and our cat, a charming four-year-old calico, has been bored and fretful. The obvious solution, get her a kitten. Easier said than done, let me tell you. But it's done. The little feline fluffball's name is Thorn, spelt, as I mentioned above, with this single old English character. More on that below. This announcement has been delayed because, obviously, one must have pictures, and little Thorn is a challenge to photograph. But finally, and here's an adorable picture of the skinny little black-haired fluffball. We've wanted a kitten for a long time. When we acquired our current cat, a one-year-old rescue who'd already had kittens, they discouraged us from adopting two at a time. She's fierce, they said, and mean to other cats. If you must get another, wait a couple of years, then get a male kitten so she can dominate it. But in these plague times, kittens are hard to come by. Lauren haunted the SPA sites of everywhere within 4 hours' drive and came up empty, empty, empty. We were seriously considering dropping thousands for a purebred. We had a Bengal once, and there's a link to her obituary, and she worked out great, but we'd really rather rescue. Anyhow, a week ago Sunday, Lauren ran across this little guy on Kijiji, which is a Canadian Craigslist kind of thing. His owner was quite concerned about the quality of home and invited applicants to write about themselves. We sent a picture of the current cat saying, this will be his big sister, and that seemed to do the trick. Anna was her name. She had a big apartment overlooking False Creek and a badly broken ankle in a huge cast with more surgery scheduled, and the kitten needed his next vet visit for shots and so on, so I could see why she had to let him go. Thanks, Anna. Here's another beautiful picture. He's pitch black, so you just get these almost invisible shadings, but he's got big ears and beautiful eyes. That name. By tradition, our cats have had typographical names. Bodoni, Marlowe, Rune, and the current calico is Tilda, spelt as a single character, the Tilda. You know the little thing that goes over N in Spanish? We've enjoyed the one character-ness, and we're searching for another. Umlaut was considered, but then came across Thorn, which was common in lots of old Northern European languages, notably including Old and Middle English, and survives in Icelandic. It's TH, basically, usually, but not always, the voiceless flavor, as in thirst, not voiced, as in other. Arabic, by the way, has two completely separate letters for these two sounds. Since this is a proper noun, it'd be more orthographically correct to use capital Thorn, which is sort of shorter and stubbier and uglier, but we improperly prefer the lowercase Thorn. How it's going? Thorn is 11 weeks old, as we write, which means tiny, skinny, and silly, all ears and fluff and bounce. He's so absurdly light that Tilda, who's actually a pretty small cat, seems huge, ponderous to pick up. The pictures here are deceiving because they omit his pencil-thin legs, bulgy belly, and rat-like tail, which is okay because he'll grow out of those. His paws are already big, so I'm encouraging Tilda to establish dominance now before he's twice her size. Fortunately, they get along fine. The mission, addressing Tilda's seasonal affective disorder, has been accomplished. It took a couple of days and a careful, gradual introduction, but now they play lots every day. He's got no fear and ambushes Tilda with a vigorous spring and pounce. He has to pounce up to reach her and doesn't seem to mind when she slaps him around for it. Occasionally, she'll pounce back. She's so much heavier, you can hear the air whooshing out of the kitten when she lands. It doesn't discourage him. No kitten was ever smart, but Thorn's head seems a little less empty than average. He'll regularly surprise Tilda by sneaking around behind something where she's not looking. You want a smart cat? Get a Moggy, which Thorn definitely is. Those photos. This is about the blackest animal I've ever seen, any species, not a single white hair, nose to tail. Our house lighting outside the kitchen tends to the soft, and the furnishings towards dark colors. And of course, he never stands still for the camera. But this evening, there he was, stretched out on the stereo, to be precise, on the Benchmark USB DAC, which is a link to that very excellent product, which I leave on and is thus pleasantly warm. And there's a picture of the kitten lying down on a piece of electronics with blue glowing lights. Thank goodness for modern cameras that do well at ISO 3200, for lenses with image stabilization, for the immensely data-rich Fujifilm RAW files, and for Lightroom's ability to bump the exposure gracefully. By the way, Thorin is not a digital audio exclusivist. Here he is, shortly after discovering that the thing on the record player was going round and round, plotting how to get inside and kill it. Not such a great picture, the cat's sitting there looking at a record player. Life is a little more interesting and more cheerful around the house. Every little bit helps this winter. And you know what? I'm going to read you some of the comments. From Glenn Ditchfield. Arabic, by the way, has two completely separate letters for these sounds. Well, so does Icelandic. The letter F-E-T-H, written sort of as a D with a horizontal line, is the voiced equivalent. There's a Wikipedia page. And Pete Foreman writes, Thorin was current in English at the advent of printing. Early fonts did not include it, and Y was substituted. Hence, modern affectations such as ye old shoppie, which originally would have been the old shoppie, and properly now should be the old chop. From Jeff Jacob, I'm curious what your vet has on file. I'd love to hear you explain Alt-022 to a vet tech. That's all, folks.